The Center for Democratic Development, CDD, has held a capacity-building workshop on social accountability in decentralization. The workshop, which brought together market women DCEs, assembly members, and the youth, is aimed at promoting public participation in local governance. According to a research assistant at CDD, Maxwell Ashon, it is also to empower them to know their rights and responsibilities as citizens. A report by Naomi Comey.
The workshop, which is being held under the auspices of the European Union and the group Local Authorities in Development Action, seeks to assess the extent to which citizens participate and engage with the current local governance system and structures. Mr. Ashon stated that it will also increase understanding of participants' participation in governance process in their communities. He said ineffective working relations have distanced the assemblies from the citizens.
Somewhere in 2012, CDD actually conducted a study on citizens' participation and perception with the local governance system. And what came out of the research was that if you pick up every 10 people, at least 7 of them felt that their district assemblies were not responsive enough. So we thought that how do we ensure that district assemblies are responsive to the needs of the people? The only way we can do that is to let the people understand what the local government system is even supposed to do and what the functions of the district assemblies are. And by doing so, when you are able to do that, then you give them the opportunity, you help them to identify the areas that they can use to engage their district assembly. So we thought that it would be very prudent for us to run this series of training programs for some specific target groups so that they can lead the process of ensuring that there is accountability and responsiveness within the local government system as we have it in Ghana.
Mr. Ashon indicated that for a government to function, there must be a system of accountability that relies on public and transparent information. He said this will enable citizens to effectively monitor the performance of local government.
Naomi Cummings reports.